Hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Okay, so a few things. First of all, if you refresh your sheet, please. And ready?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I refreshed it.
Okay, fine. So you'll see there is a new column. It's like
Oh, weekly check-in.
weekly check-in. Yeah. So a few things. So first of all, the point of this is to ensure that at least once a week every patient gets a
It's
call.
called. Okay.
Yeah. So even if it's like, you're waiting on county approval and you
Yep.
need to speak with them, we just don't want to lose the patient, so we want like to
Okay.
have consistent contact so that
I like that.
So they still like they're with us, they know we're working on their case. So whether it's you just happen to answer a call and speak to them, noted in Smartsheet, spoke to patient, whatever,
Okay.
you just check off that box. And then like Thursdays you'll get like a report of any cases that
We're
are
not.
to link, yeah, so that by Friday
Cool.
you make sure to reach out. And then whatever, each week it'll empty out like Monday, like clear.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be getting a report at the end of the week so I can see which ones were reached out
So
to.
now, if say, because I called a welcome call, Jamil Williams, so he didn't answer.
Right.
So that would remain weekly check-in blank until I speak
Yeah,
with
so if
him.
we don't
Okay.
speak with them, right, so meaning at least if I'm going through the blinks, I can see, you tried to call three
Got
times
it.
this week or whatever, but like, but only check it off if you actually made contact. So also for
Okay.
yourself, to like call again.
Yep.
So I did want to discuss, I mean, hopefully this will help, but like, I mean, I'm not there to see exactly how your day goes. I know you do like
Yeah.
get stuck on the phone a lot and like things take a while. So two things. First of all, I don't know what your calls are like. No, I do not listen to your calls. I'm not that kind of
Yeah.
doctor. But like just a few things to keep in mind, because I do notice that like you're not getting to like your follow-ups daily, and I know you have a lot of cases and we're working on that, but I just want to be able for you to
To
be
push
like,
him forward.
yeah, like for a follow-up date to be like 2 weeks overdue and no contact, like we want to keep in touch, we want to get things moving, we want to get to our
Yeah.
goals. So first of all, I would say like, if you're telling me you're getting stuck on the phone with patients, like you can always like, I don't think it's a good excuse in general for someone to say like, oh, this patient, like you can always tell a patient, I have a meeting, I have this, and just like figure out how to get off the phone. Okay, if you're calling PCA with them and you're doing the longer calls,
Yes,
but
the issue with that, and not to defend that, but
I wouldn't.
we get calls that a lot of times we're told that we're Medicaid specialists. So these people have a slew of questions about Medicaid, and I tell them that we can't help them with that. But it's just like there's like questions on questions on questions that we're supposed to be the ones to answer every little thing for them. And I don't know what to tell them when I can't answer the question, so I push it off to the county. And then the county doesn't answer them, so they're calling me 5 times a day.
Right. So we just do our best. Obviously we don't want to lose any patients and look uninterested, but just to,
Yeah.
just try to tell them like, I'm sorry, I can't help you. This is who can help you. I mean, you tell me if you think like there's other reasons why you're not getting. It's just way too much for you. You need half the amount of case. Like, I want to understand on your part.
No, it's just that if I get a case, so say I get a case in, they need me to send physician's form. They need me to call in with them and make the appointment. It's like I have to take a minute, collect myself, know what I have to do for that patient, make sure that it's done, make sure that everything is checked off, marked off accordingly. Because if not, then I'm going to get another call in, another 2, 3 calls in, and I'm going to totally forget that. Sometimes stuff on my sheet doesn't even save. So I'm like, I'm really trying to stay organized. I really am. But
Could
it's like a
anything else
free for
that you
all right
think is
now.
right, or you think it could be more organized? Any specific statuses? Like you can always reach out to me, like, hey, could you help me with these few cases today? Like, if I can help you, like any specific like point problem, so we can figure it out together.
Yeah, the on hold.
Yeah.
So Also, the thing is, I noticed, so I was going over because I was like, I'm not getting to all mine, but she has double mine. And how is she touching all of hers, but I'm not getting to all of mine? So I looked and I'm just like, if you want me to write a note that says like no approval, that's fine. If you want me to touch it and like not call them, that's fine. Yeah, I'm just saying like, because I was confused with it myself because I was like, I'm really trying with all these people.
Yeah, because so I'm not like, there. So if I don't see like, oh, that you looked and promised that day, I don't
know
if you did a check on that key. So for sure, like if you're going to check promise, put a note.
Okay.
If you called in, put a note. If you called the patient, even if it's a quick, whatever it is, but I see, oh, it's not like, oh, you haven't touched a key since 8/19.
No, yeah.
Like, you know, they happen to have called in, and it's not just about, like, oh, Maximus appointment was scheduled, like, whatever it may be. But, yeah, of course, if I'm looking at a sheet and I see, let's say I have the highlighter on in the last day and I see, you know, everything's colored, okay, I have to look into it. It could be Monica's notes or whatever. But, like, you know, then I'm seeing that there's a constant, you know, trying to average. Of course, I don't know. I didn't pull calls and see who's on the phone more and who, like, this has nothing to do with high. I'm seeing in general, like, how much phone time you have. And I know it's a lot of cases, so I want to figure it out with you. I mean, we are, you know, in the next few weeks, hopefully we will have someone join the team. That's definitely a goal of ours. It is a lot of cases. But I do want to work, like, I don't want to lose all these, you know, 50 cases that we can't get to.
It's a lot of, like, on, like, all, let me see, the biggest one on my sheet right now is on hold, and I think it's a lot of, like, mishmash, like, not really important cases, like, the one that you just called Comer, that asked us, that they keep asking us to push it back. The Anne Rabinold and Norm Rabinold, they've been asking me to push it back since June, and it's been on my sheet since June, and they haven't done anything since June. Why is it still on my sheet? You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that. Like, I could easily rotate these cases to get to the important ones that I haven't touched in a while.
The follow-up date is 9/17 because they're in the hospital for the next 3 weeks. Like, of course, I understand then why you didn't speak to them. But let's say, Robert Gay, I didn't even read the last note, but all I know is that there was nothing touched since 8/13. Like, that's a month ago, you know? Whatever the reason is, I'm not reading the notes real while we're on the phone.
Got it.
But whatever it is. Maybe, like, just take maybe a half hour is not reasonable, but, like, tell me, set yourself a half hour, tell me how that time is utilized just to go through the on hold. And then by that, you'll already be down to 40 cases. And then, you know, waiting SCs doesn't take that long, like, you know, just to continue to go down. And if there's anything you tell me, like, oh, can you go through X amount of cases, see if they're approved and promise, I'd be glad to. Like, I mean, that's something
okay.
Like, super quick and easy. Like, I'm here and I'm happy to help. I mean, I am covering Chaya today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, like, anything, like, I would love if we could, like, make an effort. It's 10:30 now. If we still think, like, by 5 o'clock, we could really get your sheet down to zero.
Okay.
And, like, and just, you know, communicate with me halfway through the day where you're up to, why you're not getting there, why you think you won't get there. You know, trying to send texts while you're on long calls or you're on hold, or send the email. Like, I know you're someone who is, you know, capable of multitasking and getting a thorough employee. Like, I know. I just want to figure it out.
I just don't think I'm updating as much.
Right.
Because I do talk to these people. Mm-hmm. I swear, like, with Erica Kane, you tagged me and Patricia Kane the other day, but me and her were going back for days, and I just never updated it.
Right. Yeah, so just try. If I send you a tag, leave my email.
Got it.
So you actually get to it, and so I can ensure there's a response, you know?
Okay. And I'll try to, like, actually be mindful and see why, like, what's
right.
holding and, like,
let's
why.
Let's be in touch, like, after your break today and see, like, where you're up to, how we could really just knock it down. Awaiting welcome call, like, hopefully they got the broker's number ready. You just have to make contact. You don't make contact, okay, call them again in the after, and that's it. Like, it doesn't take a half hour. Like,
okay.
I will be assigning you new cases because Chai is out.
Yeah.
But let's see. I'm looking at your sheet. I'm working on Chai's sheet, so I know how it's going. Like, she has a lot more follow-ups than you. And I want to see how we could do today. And then just, you know, I put the weekly check-in column right there, so you can just make sure to check it off as the day goes along.
Okay.
And then, of course, at the end of the week, if you see anything from Monday and Tuesday, because we just added it, you can always add
Yeah.
it.
Okay. Okay, so starting this week.
Yeah.
Got it. No
okay.
problem. I'll touch base before my break and then after. I'll let you know when I come back.
No, and I do want to commend you, like, in general, like, I do appreciate, like, I know it's something I asked, but, like,
no, yeah.
the fact that you, like, you're always in touch with me, text me, you're late, you need to leave early, like, that's me.
I know we have to push these forward.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate that you're always
I'm on top. All right, we'll be in touch.
Yeah, we'll speak.
Bye.